Welcome to Coaching Uncut, a special series on the Unstoppable Woman podcast, where I take you behind the scenes and give you a peek into the private coaching I do with my clients. Now, all of these coaching calls have been recorded with permission from my clients, and they have generously allowed me to share this with you as a means of furthering the good in this world and allowing you to have access to master level coaching and to learn the lessons that they're learning right along with them. So please listen in and learn.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good.
Okay, how are things?
Well, this is one of those days when I'm glad that we have a daily thing going on, because I was just sitting here on my way to the office, just kind of looking for my mojo.
Okay. Where'd your mojo go?
I don't know. I got my Unstoppable hat on. It's a sunny day.
Is it getting too good? I mean, is that what's going on?
Well, some of the thoughts that were coming through my mind were that, when I start losing energy is kind of when I start going into automatic action, like, Not like a good new habit, but just like yesterday, for example, I had like a pretty decent day, but then I just kind of found myself, I'm one of those days where I look up at the clock and I'm like, oh, okay, it's 4:00. And I know I've done a bunch of stuff, but I wasn't really mindful about it. Maybe that's what it is. And so it gets to the, you know, it just kind of gets to not like a day of sort of, it's just like, what can I say? It's like a dullness.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that? It's like a dullness. So
okay.
I'm just going to pull over so I can think straighter. I don't have to drive and talk at the same time. Okay.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
And Rex is not here with us, by the way.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate that. So here's the thing. Human beings need certainty, and they need uncertainty, okay? So put another way, they need some sort of consistency, structure, guidelines, focus, right?
Uh-huh.
And then they need different, something new,
yeah.
Okay?
Right.
And so I wonder if there's two things going on here. I like your assessment of the mindfulness as well. I think that's important. I also wonder if you needed a little bit of variety in your day.
I've always been one of these. Well, let me just reflect on that for a quick second. Yeah, I'm forever looking for new things.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have like a day that is just like where my brain is like, this is not new, this is not new, this is not new, this is not new, this is not new.
Mm-hmm.
Then it just kind of gets flat for me. And that's, I find that to be like kind of a danger zone for me. That's when I stay at work too long. That's when I don't do my best work. So, maybe I can like kind of dive into that a little bit.
Yeah. So I think you need to, first, awareness is key. Sorry, I'm going to move off this loud road from my head. So awareness is key. So you're bringing this to awareness, and that's important. And so you look at that, and then you start triangulating, well, what is it? Okay, so right now we're exploring, you know, maybe it's that I need something new. Okay, that's a high likelihood. So how would you reorient yourself in the moment when you feel this feeling of dullness coming on?
Well,
and I guess the question, I have a question before that. What's the earliest sign of dullness that you felt yesterday? Like, was it at 4:30 or was it earlier in the day?
No, it was actually earlier in the day. And in fact, it was even earlier than that. It was like, even the day before when I had all these things, I had all these balls in the air and all this uncertainty, like you say, and like, is HDM going to have a cow? They're not going to have a cow. And like, is my business okay? Is it not okay? And then I felt like I was really in my zen, strangely, in those moments. And then when it all kind of fell down, when it all just kind of settled down and the answers came and it was quote unquote business as usual, I felt like a deflation, and that was kind of like my experience of it was like, I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess that's done now, you know, like now.
You know, the other thing there, Heather, is your self-image, let's play this out, okay?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Your self-image is something along the lines of, I'm not good enough. I always have to perform in order to be good enough.
Right.
Guess what? You got news from HTM that your books were fine, right?
Yeah.
You passed the evaluation. And so that does not add up.
No.
To your subconscious. Your subconscious is like, no way. She's not good enough. Let's make her feel like shit tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
Right? Because then, of course, she won't be having a good enough life. She'll be just having, she'll be back to, I'm not doing life correctly. Well, you know, I mean, I think you do need uncertainty. I think there's all of that as well, but just going a layer deeper here, like when you brought that up, right? Like you like the juggling of the balls because you're used to that and work with that. Like don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's like, okay, well, that's why you're an entrepreneur. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's an asset for an entrepreneur and put that into your life. Keep setting new goals. Right. But you will get to the place where you're coming to me and you're like, can I ever take a break? Right. And that's the flip side of it, right? So you have to realize that balance is a myth, that you're always going to be doing these little course corrections, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what is the target that you're course correcting toward, okay? And we want to make sure that's not, I'm not good enough or I'm unworthy or whatever the core wound is there, but rather, like, I get to have a freaking fantastic life. Or whatever your thought on version is.
So if I'm going to stay at the next level, if I've managed to get to a different, you know, to up level, then of course my subconscious is going to be like, oh no, we're not going there. Remember, you're not good enough. So I was just thinking about the summit and the thing that sank that dropped in for me was make decisions from a place where you want to be. Make decisions from the person that you want to, like, how would that person make these decisions? So what if people who are ridiculously successful, like, what do they do when they are done with a big project or like, you know, some sort of a crisis has gone by? Like, do you always kind of have something in the pipe that goes
yes.
next? Okay.
Yes.
Is that what it is? Okay,
yeah, absolutely. 100%.
I think that's what I missed.
Yeah, I did actually say that in the summit, but I understand we can't take everything in all at once, right? But that's the unstoppable phase, right? It's like you're always setting your next level goal even before you've reached this. So, you know, you have five things in the pipe that you're still working on, okay? And like, here's the thing. We just finished this virtual summit.
Yeah.
Then I focused on sales for a couple of days, right? Follow-up sales. Still need to keep doing that. Like, that's not off the table.
Uh-huh.
Still doing that. But yesterday I had team meeting. Okay, what are we doing for the November summit? It's like, we're on to the next thing.
You go.
Okay?
Yeah, you go.
Right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because otherwise, then you're like, you're in this come down phase. Now, I want to be super, super clear here. I'm not advocating for a lack of relaxation or a lack of downtime. I'm spending a lot of downtime with my man. We're having leisurely evenings. You know, there's like, there is a difference. And we have a trip away planned and all of that, right? Like, I factor that in. I build that in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not nearly as intense as, you know, the 3 weeks leading up to the summit, okay?
Right.
Absolutely. But I do have I know what's next. I always have that next level goal that I'm going to.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that is a what successful people do kind of thing.
That was my question.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes total sense. That makes total sense. But now I'm going to have to break this. I'm going to have to break this sort of self-image that I have, that I'm not good enough and that I don't deserve to have, like, overlapping, you know, goals that I actually can do. Because, I do have goals coming up, you know, like making another video for Jimbo or, you know, putting together these pieces, parts of these other things. But I can feel, like, my subconscious is just like, no, no, no. You had a big thing, and now you're just going to rest about it. You're not going to do anything more. You're just going to just kind of go back to where you were, and that was nice, and maybe you'll do it again sometime, but that's not really where we're going here. This is what my subconscious is, like, screaming at me right now.
Correct. And so do you know what you need to do instead?
Well, first of all, I have to tell that thing to shut the fuck up, that we're not doing that. We're not doing that anymore. No. No. And then I guess maybe go for a walk or take a break or, like, write down a bunch of stuff. Think about what's next, you know, just create what's next for me. In the business and life, maybe go back to the farm thing and flesh that out a little bit more.
All of that is great. The particular answer that I was looking for, just to crystallize it,
sure,
is I picked my next goal and I set my next date.
Oh yeah, the date. Okay.
The stress test. Is that what they actually call it, or is that what you were calling it?
No, that's what I say.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to call it something else. The evaluation of your books. Okay.
Okay.
to be more specific there, and less like, whatever that was. Okay. There was a timeline to that. There was a, you know, you had a goal. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you want to set the next thing for yourself. And because we are trained to, like, we were trained in school to be good workers. That's what school did for us. Okay.
So
we work to the test. Okay. Which means, to translate, we work for someone else. So you were pulling all this stuff together mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. HTM. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And which is great. It worked, right? That motivated you. That pushed the envelope for you. You did more. You were more. You got to the next level. It's functioning. But ultimately, you want to get to a place where you're doing it for yourself, right?
Mm-hmm,
you're not
mm-hmm,
doing
mm-hmm.
it to please someone else, or you're not doing the work to pass the quiz, okay?
I see.
Or get the grade. You're doing it because you want it. And you can work with yourself on this. Like, I have financial goals for my business. That's for me. But I'm working towards a goal. Like, I want that. No one's given me that number. No one said that's the number. It's self-driven, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm using that, like, I don't even know how to explain that, but somewhat of the work towards the test thing. Like, you have I have a deadline. I have I want it by the end of the year. I want this much. This mm-hmm. is what an A+ looks like, if you want to mm-hmm. put it in those terms, right? So mm-hmm. I'm using how I was conditioned to serve me, but just in a slightly different way, because I'm doing it for me. I'm the one that's creating the test, if you will.
Right. In psychology, they call that internal locus of control. Like, your location of your control is in yourself, not to somebody else. So
correct.
You may have your own test, which is perfectly fine, but you made it up. It's your test. You get to decide whether you passed it or not. You get to decide whether you hit it or not. You're not, you know, doing something for someone. You're not giving your control away. You're not doing
correct.
It for. You're not giving your own energy, your own your power. You're not giving your power away. You know, you keep it for yourself.
Correct.
Maybe that's the difference between setting your own date and having somebody else set a date for you, and you just kind of meet it.
Correct. Now, it doesn't mean you don't use other people's needs and goals
yeah.
and desires.
Leverage.
Leverage that, right?
Yeah.
Your client needs something by a certain time, because that's when their divorce is happening. You're going to leverage that, right? And that's going to, right? Like, it's not that we're throwing the baby out with the bathwater, but for mm-hmm. you, in this sort of, like, I went into dull from...
Yeah.
excited
yeah.
you were right, like, you were doing something, and we need other people, so it's discernment, Heather. Like, I really want to be careful not to say that it's all or nothing. Like
mm-hmm.
it's discernment. It was great that HTM set this up and you were working towards it, and in some ways that was your own desire, Okay.
Yeah, it was. It was. Yep.
Okay. And for me, the analogy would be, you know, I'm on this call with my team and they're saying, okay, you need to do 7 more podcasts by the end of the week and do these recordings and these recordings. And I'm using that, like their schedule, right, they've created to keep the business going. I'm using that to motivate myself, right, and to like set some parameters. Now, ultimately, was I the person who said, I really want to do a podcast and have it be this and this and this and this and this? Yes. Okay. Okay. But they're now driving
that up for you.
Right, exactly. But they're now driving the schedule and I'm using that as a tool to continue growing.
It.
Yeah.
I see. You know what? That is awesome. I'm so glad you said that, cuz that really just improved my relationship with deadlines. I have a terrible relationship with deadlines, but that's one of why I shouldn't. Okay, I've acknowledged it, and I'm never going to say it again.
Okay, nicely done.
I've acknowledged it, and I'm never saying that again. I'm really looking forward to figuring out how to make deadlines into a fantastic opportunity for me, rather than, you know, full stop. An opportunity for me is like a leverage a deadline instead of running away from it.
Yes.
Because it would feed, you know, because it would feed my current self-image, you know, that we were talking about earlier. So, you know, deadlines can be really fantastic things, which I totally just proved last week. Like, I had all these deadlines, and I totally slayed all of them.
You were enlivened by it.
And I was so happy about it.
Yeah.
So, okay, I see. Leverage the tools that you've already got, too. Like, don't throw everything over your shoulder.
Correct.
See. Okay, correct. I get it.
And then for your homework for tonight, right, for
uh-huh.
for what you're doing today,
okay.
I want you to sort of, not sort of, I want you to get clearer about the target that you're moving toward, because we're going to keep moving to the target. Is the subconscious going to move it to the I'm not good enough target or the, like, I freaking slay? I am unstoppable. That's my word. You can use it if you want. But, like, right? Like, what's the image? And I like that image personally, because to me it gets around the I'm there now, right? Like, I've stopped growing. I've achieved the goal.
Yes.
I don't have to be in growth. And it gets around the, like, I am perfect. Like, I'm going for perfection. Which is just not true, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the hooks that the subconscious does, is saying, oh, well, if you're not perfect, you haven't gotten to perfection yet. Like, you need to stay here. Don't even try, okay?
Yeah.
And you have to, redefine.
Take the journey away. Exactly.
Correct. You have to redefine what being in, like, what, like, if you've not read Growth Mindset by, Carol Dweck, that's a really important book to read.
Okay.
I would highly recommend that. Dweck, something like that. And you need to set the image of being someone who is in growth, who loves growth, who's continuing to grow.
Got it.
And that is good enough, right? It's like, you have to redefine. Like, we have a misapprehension of what good enough equates. Like, the core wound is I'm not good enough, but we haven't defined what good enough is appropriately. We define it as perfection, but that's not accurate.
No. Yep. It's not even helpful. I mean, it's kind of destructive. Perfect to have that as a goal. To have perfection as a goal is destructive. You never get there, and then all it does is enforce where you are.
That
because
is
you
correct.
Never get, because you never get there.
Correct.
It's a process.
Which, you know, yeah, and it enforces the, I'm unhappy, I can't get ahead, I'm always going to disappoint myself. Like, all these sort of subsidiary perspectives on self that come from this core wound.
Yes. Okay, great. Oh, wow, that was a great reset. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Yay.
You're so welcome. I love it.
That feels better. That feels much better. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay.
Good to do. All right. Have a wonderful one, and we will see you
We will see you later. Okay. Keep me posted. Take care.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Coaching Uncut. If you are loving what you are learning in these episodes, please do two things. Please share the love with another woman who you think could really benefit from this master level coaching. And second, if you're so inclined and you want to take your life and your business to the next level and it's time to scale, please reach out to us and schedule a consult at theunstoppablewoman.com/next level. So that's theunstoppablewoman.com/next level. See you in the next episode. Rock it out. Be unstoppable.